We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Well, now to more sexy time news.
All
right. This one involving Thai monks.
I would not think that sexy time and Thai monks go hand in
hand. No.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's like a... All monks, isn't that the whole thing?
Listen,
is like
celibacy is a vow that they take.
Yes. But I've always thought, I don't know about you, I've always thought that that was bullshit. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about all vows of celibacy.
Monks, priests, whoever else.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Some of those nuns, I think, are, I think they're living the life. When I took my Vatican tour with Rose,
When's the last time you think Rose
Boy,
got down?
Boy, I think it had been a while, man. I didn't really get a real sexual vibe coming off of Rose. She lived at the Vatican in that area since she was like six.
Look, I'm sure some of them, that's true, but come on, dude. It's a natural human desire.
Yeah, it does seem a little...
They're doing it. They're just being discreet about it. Because stuff like this. Okay, so this one, there's a Thai woman. Actually... I don't know if she's Thai, because police are calling her Miss Golf, G-O-L-F.
Okay.
She has been
arrested
by Thai police after allegedly having sexual relations with monks and then using photos and videos of the acts to extort money from them.
Oh.
So they're calling her Miss Golf. She had sex with at least 9 monks.
Wow, she's a monk whore.
And they believe she has received $11.9 million over the past 3 years.
Come again?
Yeah.
I think that's literally what they're doing. Coming again. $11
million? $12
million. Oh, my gosh.
Is that just because monks don't have anything to spend money on?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'll sleep with some monks for $12 million. For $12 million.
Yeah.
I'll go over there and be like, hey, I don't know if this is your gig or not, but does this do anything for you here?
Break me off 8 figures, we'll talk.
Look, $12 million.
Where do they get all that money? Is that from the...
I'm assuming that there's the donations, right?
Yeah, right? It's not theirs, is it? Or is it?
Or did they have to, like, she just put a price tag and they had to figure it out, steal, or...
All right.
I don't know.
Well, investigators who searched her house found more than 80,000 photos and videos used to blackmail the monks.
She's been doing it a lot.
80,000.
Is there photos of Mrs. Golf?
I haven't seen her yet.
I have, and she's pretty pedestrian looking. She's not unattractive, but you're not like, oh, I get it.
Is she Thai?
I don't know if she's Thai. She's of Asian descent.
I don't know. I mean... I'm not even mad. I'm kind of impressed by what she's doing. Oh, yeah. I see it right here.
The police have also opened a hotline for people to report misbehaving monks.
Oh.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm going to get a narc on the monks. I mean, I'll judge them. Hmm. Why would you call a hotline? You know?
That got 12.
You see a monk doing it? You calling a hotline to report them?
They do their own. Although maybe it goes down to because it's like public money because they're donating and then, you know, it's like misappropriation sort of thing. Like that's what got $12 million? Dude, I need to get BTJ on an airplane over there. $12 million.
Honey, you could change our life.
Seriously.
And that of a few monks.
Yeah, look, what's wrong with that? Look, you're making some monks happy, and
there she is.
You're getting us $12 million.
She's,
it's
fine. She's pretty cute.
Yeah, $12 million.
She's 35.
She's 35. She looks younger. You know, those monks are hard up too. It's like, you know, you probably don't have to be that much of a looker.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa! It says
it's a growth opportunity.
The tweet that I sent you guys said the case, which has been dubbed a national scandal, began when a high ranking monk went missing.
Whoa!
They later found that he'd fled to Laos after she threatened to expose him.
Yeah, panic.
left the country.
Yeah, outside of the whole blackmail and extortion and then, like, illegal thing, I liked what she had going on. It's a great... how about this? It's an underserved market is what it is. She found a niche, and she leaned into it, minus the blackmail extortion, which, you know, you can't.
She got herself a Mercedes out of it.
I would hope so. She got $12 million.
Well,
I
mean, so in addition to the cash, though, it says they lavished her with gifts. So one of the monks just gave her a Mercedes.
Boys, I got to tell you this. That $12 million, that's cash. That's no tax.
No, for sure.
That's off the books.
All under the table.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she pretty smart?
Yeah, right until she got caught.
It says here when the gifts slowed down, she allegedly coerced money through sex tape blackmail and phony paternity lawsuits.
I think at some point you got to learn to cut your losses, and you're like, hey, I got 10, I'll tell you what, $10 million, and you give me a Mercedes, dude, I think at that point you're just, you know, you always push it too far. Yeah. You gotta cut it off.
I just feel like after you ring up one of them.
Yeah.
This is like, great. Oh.
It says that her ex-husband was a local politician, and he stated that he left her because she spent evenings phoning monks for, quote, donations.
Well, I mean...
1-800-BAD-MONK. Am I right?
Do the monks have internet? Can you slide into monks' DMs? You like this?
How do you hit on a monk?
I don't know.
It does say one of the monks was charged with embezzling temple funds.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because you know they're you know when you go to those places, I've never been to the one in Thailand, but I've been to Taiwan and I've been to Bali and Jakarta, and so when you go to those places, yeah, you either pay to go in or with each little shrine, like you throw a couple bucks,
little
in
donations
there,
here and there,
a donation. And dude, what if all that money I was donating over those years, what if that was going to you know?
She probably has some of our money.
Yeah, all right. You know what? I'm all right. If that's where my money's going, I'm all right.
You
going
to do this with the nuns?
Wow, now Thai police are doing background checks on all 300,000 Buddhist monks in Thailand.
Boy, they don't mess around.
No,
around.
They're stopping this.
All I can think about now, and this is terrible, is my sweet, sweet Rose, my old lady Vatican guy, just turning tricks in the Vatican for a few shekels, a couple lira, like the tour ends. She's like, the tour doesn't have to end. You're like,
you know, I bet you,
like Rose,
if you gave her true serum, or if you were able to get deep down into the recesses,
yeah,
I bet you she's heard some stuff or seen some stuff.
Oh well, sure.
The Vatican.
She's been there for like 50 plus years,
dude.
Yeah,
she knows.
She knows what's up. And she's like, not that I, no. Which is another one. That was the one where my buddy wouldn't let me tip her in the $2, the Diablo dollars. He refused. He's like, no, you are not tipping that sweet, sweet lady nun with your dirty money. And I was like, I think that money is probably the cleanest thing. That is not the dirtiest thing that's happened inside the Vatican. My stripper bills. There's other things. There's much worse things that have gone on inside the Vatican.
No question. Let's not pretend this is all.
Thank you.
Clean in here.
Yeah, but he drew the line there. He's like, no, you're not doing it.
That's cute.
You're not doing that. Oh, the one.
Meanwhile, Miss Golf walks by.
She's like, I'll take those $2. You got it, Miss Golf.
Did they say how she got that moniker?
No, it didn't say.
I also saw Silk Golf.
Like, I see her here getting arrested,
though.
I don't
know why, though.
I see her putting the cuffs on her.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Pretty good little bit.
Right up until you got caught.
It's always the greed that gets them.
Yeah.
All right.
Old Icarus flew a little too close to the sun on some monk dollars. Got caught, got busted. The thing, if you're blackmailing monks for sex, don't get greedy.
Like, do you think that it would be easier to do that? See, I would think the monks would be hard.
I bet they would be hard. Yeah, I think so.
To do that.
They're all...
As opposed to the, you know, like...
the Vatican, like
a Catholic priest.
Yeah, like I feel like the Catholic priests are all horned up.
Yeah, it's where the
I wouldn't think the monks would be.
I feel like the Catholic priests at this point are like
they got to be careful.
I think they got to be careful.
So if you're going to be doing this, you're Miss Goth.
Yeah.
Your best bet is what?
I think the monks. I think the monks are because at least the Catholic priests are around society and all that. The monks, man, they're out there on their own. I bet you can.
Pretty private.
Pretty private. Yeah, I bet you can.
Yeah. The robe's easy to, you know, access. Easy access.
Lift and separate. Well, there was a cop that got caught recently with this, and his body cam footage went. He locked himself in the back of the car.
After the person he arrested, like, coerced him, right?
Yeah, so he gets in the car with a gal, and it might have been for prostitution, and he's got her in the car. And she says, on body camera, I'm down to F right now. And he goes, no, you can't say that. This is all being recorded. And then the body camera magically turns itself off. And then, like, an hour later, like, no one could hear from him. And so they showed up. I guess they see GPS in the car or whatever. They showed up. And dumbass had left his radio and everything in the front seat of the car. He was in, like, half his uniform. And he had gotten in the back seat. And when you're in the back seat, you shut the door. You can't open them.
That's, like, right out of Super Troopers. Yes. They literally wrote that in Super Troopers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope it was worth it.
And it's all there on body camera. And then he was trying to explain it away. You're like, dude, you can't explain it anything.
Well, what's he explaining?
Like, I don't
think. We know what's happening.
Yeah, we know what's happening.
What are you going to try to give us a story?
What happened to your shirt? Why is your shirt and pants off? Why are they on the front seat?
Look, she was really distraught. I was just trying to be nice.
And he's got her. He's on the camera, her saying, I'm down to. You can't say that. Wait, let me my body. You know that goes on,
what,
too.
That's a hell of a move. Yeah. Hey, listen, right now, let's go.
Yeah.
Just let me out of here.
Yeah. I'll bet you.
I'd do that all the time.
Did she escape? Did she get out of the situation?
No.
Or they were both stuck back there.
They were both stuck back there. Yeah, again, it's all bare on body cam footage.
I've also heard where, like, that happens, and then the person in the little switcheroo, like, they somehow get out of the car when the cop is incapacitated or whatever, and then they leave them there.
I'm sure it's a lot harder to do now because of all the body cam footage, and, you know, they're monitoring the GPS and all that. But I will bet you that offer is made all the time
to
cops. Guaranteed.
I know, I've done it.
Hey, you like
you like what you see?
Yeah. And there's, I mean, these videos are out there. Like, there's some CCTV footage that happens sometimes with
Isachi.
You see it with prison guards. Like, the prison guard goes into the cell, both male and female. And then, like, you know, it speeds up like 30 minutes later, and the guard comes out, and
tucking their shirt in.
You're like, it's on camera, morons. And you can't Epstein it. Your footage isn't magically going away. How you explain it away the 30 minutes you're in that cell? Some sort of medical emergency. I don't know.
Real quick, another Thai monk story. Four Buddhist monks in Thailand have been defrocked and sent for rehab after testing positive for methamphetamine during a police drug sweep July 17th.
Really?
Methy monks. I wasn't expecting monks. That.
So which is worse, sex monks or meth monk? Because you're not breaking.
I'm going to go sex monks worse.
Yeah, because the celibacy thing. Do you have to take a thing not to do drugs when you're a monk?
I think they do. Methy might see the light, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You know. Open up the
awakening.
Open up the horizons a little bit.
All right, we had another one, midair. This one's Southwest Airlines. We'll get to that coming up next. Here's Buck.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.